Hi everyone and welcome to episode 5 of Reddit Ramblings. Today's post is from the subreddit r/prorevenge. Let's get started. The title is Pastor Lies, Cheats and Steals. He gets exactly what he deserves. The cast. Pastor Bob. Not real name. Contractor. And finally me. Setup. I have been a computer technician for more than 15 years. I have worked on all kinds of computers. Everything from tiny point-of-sale computers to large rack server computers. I had been attending a new-to-me church. I was trying to date a woman there. This church was her idea. That relationship crashed and burned, but that's a different story. Now we can start. It was about 5 years ago. I had just sat through a long sermon about generosity and giving to those that need help. At the end of the sermon, Pastor Bob asked for an additional donation because the church's roof needed repairs. And it would cost $20,000 US dollars. That's right, 20,000 freedom dollars for a new roof. After the service, I'm talking to my date. Pastor Bob walks over to me. I said hi and he introduced himself. We talk a bit. Pastor Bob asked what I do for a living. I tell him I'm a computer tech with a shop. As I'm telling him, I have a feeling he already knows what I do. Pastor Bob asks me to have a look at his laptop. It's being very slow, so I agree. I turn the laptop on and I hear a clicking noise. This clues me in, it's probably the hard drive. But I can still access the data. This is a good thing because it means I can probably recover the data. So, I tell Pastor Bob the hard drive is dying and it needs to be replaced. I also tell him I can probably recover the data. Pastor Bob asked how much it would cost to fix. I tell him for most people I would charge around $250. However, I feel I can donate my time, so I would just need $60 for a new hard drive. Pastor Bob agrees, so I write up an invoice. New hard drive $60, labor $0, data recovery $0, and 2 to 4 days for repair. Pastor Bob signed the invoice. Thus, I take the laptop to my shop. I open the laptop. HP, why do you use so many screws and clips? I get the hard drive out and connect it to my recovery rig. I set up the recovery to clone the data to a new hard drive. But not the new one for the laptop. A high-end storage drive. I go home after locking up the shop. Next day, Monday, I open the shop and check the recovery rig. It's working, but it will take at least 10 more hours. So, I start work on the other tickets. Then at closing time I lock up and go home. Next day, Tuesday, I've had Pastor Bob's laptop for 2 days. I open the shop and check my recovery rig. Good news, recovery completed, 100% data recovered. Report says hard drive developed to many bad sectors. Now I have a choice to make. I could put a 1 TB hard drive $60 or a 120 GB SSD $60. Or I could pay some money myself for a 240 GB SSD $100. I decide why not and put the 240 GB SSD in the laptop. I then clone all the data over from the new recovery storage drive to the new 240 GB SSD. An hour later the clone is done. So, I check everything, the laptop works great and is exactly like how it was before the first hard drive died. Even the login still worked. Therefore, I call Pastor Bob and tell him his computer is done. He says that's great, he will be here soon to get it. About 45 minutes later, Pastor Bob walks in. I show him his laptop working and much faster. He loves it and signs the pickup form. He then pays me with a check for $60. It's important he paid with a check. I do a bank run on Monday and Friday. So that Friday at the bank, I am informed that Pastor Bob's check is void. What? Why? Pastor Bob had placed a stop payment on the check. Consequently, I called him and he ignored my call. I go to church on Sunday. Pastor Bob gives a sermon about not lying. I walk up to talk to him and he avoids me. So, I leave and decide I'm going to write it off. I spent $100 and some time to do something nice. A few weeks later, a customer walks in looking for a new computer. To welcome him, I offer him a drink and go over his options. I'm chatting him up and he tells me he is a contractor, he mostly does siding and roofing. He is thinking about offering solar. That's why he is getting a new computer. I ask how much does a new roof cost. He says up to about $10,000. So I ask him why would someone say $20,000. He had no idea. I thought it was strange. I asked about the church. Contractor said it would have been simple and around $5,000. And he could probably do it for less. Contractor buys a nice new laptop. Sorry the setup took so long, the revenge starts now. Something about what the contractor said bugs me later. Why would Pastor Bob lie and say $20,000 for a new roof? And why would he stiff me for $60? I then remember I never cleared the recovery rig storage drive. I check and there it is, Pastor Bob's laptop data. I look around, it's slow and I'm all caught up on repair tickets. Fittingly I look around a bit. He had all of his logins stored in a folder on the desktop, including his online dating logins and online poker. Did I ever mention Pastor Bob is married? I start printing his online dating messages. I look back and find Pastor Bob had been dating several women. He had been paying for his dates from the church's donation fund. I am getting angry now. Then I realize he had been dating the woman I was dating when I was dating her. It was then I decided to break Pastor Bob. I printed out all his dating messages and the women he dated for the last 6 months. It was an impressive packet. I then decide I need copies of the packet. Therefore, I order 100 packets printed from a major online printer. A few days later, my order of revenge packets arrived. These revenge packets are amazing, double-sided, staple bound, with a cover with Pastor Bob's face on it. Now the conclusion, and I think it's worth it. This church had a calendar of what the sermon might be about. A perfect Sunday was approaching. I go to church that perfect Sunday. I show up a bit late. Everyone is in the church, so I put a revenge packet on each car. I have a few revenge packets that are in yellow envelopes. Fittingly, I put them in the mail. I sent one to all the high ups in the church. And I sent a special packet with some of Pastor Bob's messages to the other women, to Pastor Bob's wife. I set the return address to the church. I also emailed a bunch of people the revenge packet from a burner email. A couple weeks after I went back to that church, Pastor Bob was gone, so was the wife. Several of the women were also gone, including the one I was dating. I asked one of the important people there, what happened? The answer was amazing. I was told about the revenge packet and how everyone had gotten one. The day my revenge packet appeared, the sermon Pastor Bob had given was about the evils of cheating on your wife. Thank you, church calendar. The fallout: Pastor Bob was fired and shunned. Multiple women from the church have not returned, including the one I was dating. Pastor Bob's wife is divorcing him, and she is the one that owned the house and cars. No longer Pastor Bob is now being sued by several people, including the one that fixed the roof. He never paid any of them. There were also rumors of a criminal case for embezzlement. No one has seen Bob in a while now. The church might close if they can't find a new pastor. But the church's money is very low. Apparently, he also spent over $30,000 on online gambling. That story was really good one, OP. Thanks for listening.